It is 1936 in the heart of the Great Depression, and you are seated in, really you have escaped to, the Century Theater on Lexington Street, to live in the fantasy world that the movies offered in those dark days. The movie Love Finds Andy Hardy has ended. A hush of anticipation settles in the darkened theater. Suddenly, down from the projection booth to the stage, a long, thin pencil of light breaks out, leading to the stage, where it creates a flattened circle of light. In the circle, a trapdoor opens. Rising out of it, slowly, is a Wurlitzer organ console. Seated at the console, his back to the audience, his hands roving over the keyboard, is the popular Harvey Hammond, whose sing-alongs at the Century are known to be a tonic for depression blues. A beaming Hammond swings around and faces the audience. He shouts, "You ready for some singing? Follow the bouncing ball." They shout in response, "Yes," and they do. There on the silver screen, the words of the song appear, and a ball is bouncing from word to word. As the ball bounces on the word, the audience sings it in sync. For 20 minutes of feel good, the audience gets to sing its blues away, a small extra in the price of admission. Then the spotlight fades to dark, the organ and the organist disappear. The sugar plum world of Harvey Hammond has drawn to an end. The escape from the world of the jobless and breadlines in fear, the escape from it all comes to an end, as has the movie and the singing. On their way out of the theater, the patrons' merry mood, too, has come to an end. Outside on Lexington Street, through the fairy dust, they see men selling apples.